Hello there.
Hello.
All right, how are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we're doing well.
We're starting to have some cold weather in Miami.
Yeah, that's my wife's luck. My wife just went out yesterday with my daughter, and yeah, she's complaining.
Yes, it really is. It's quite cold. For Miami, it's a very cold weather.
The high is 68 today, something like that.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I mean, I'm not used to it. I'm not used to this cold weather. It also was very windy. So it's hard to relate. So, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for all the people that came down.
At least New York is also very cold today, so it's, it's still better over there.
Feel better.
Weather-wise, at least.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sure if they came into the base measures, it'd be nice and warm, no?
The vice manager, nice and warm, I don't know. All right. No. Anyway, okay. With time, we gotta start. Time to start. So we're let me just get the page here. The Okay, so I sent, I don't know if you people read it. It's not really directly Nogea to our Parshas Drachim, but it's just a very interesting Maromakom. It's a Sefer Halichas Yehuda, which is a one of these great Sfarim that you can find in the used bookstore. I don't think you can find it anywhere else. It's a there, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in RJJ, I believe. It was one of the yeshivas of RJJ, Halichas Yehuda. And his name was Rav Yehuda Kagan. Anyway, it was printed in 55, 65. So it's two volumes, and it's Shmuzim and Shiurim on the Chumash. In every parsha, he has Shmuzim and Shiurim. So he has here on the, one of the parshas, this whole shot that we were talking about yesterday. If the Rabbanan came along and made a gzeira that you can't do something, like by shofar and lulav, that they made a gzeira that you shouldn't do the mitzvah because of that you might come to carry. So now if you do it, are you becoming the mitzvah? So he basically comes out, I guess if you people, if you read it, he comes out that it's a machlekes rishonim.
It's funny the way he phrases it, that if it works, who is a pessy, which fool would listen to the Rabbanan when you have a Dairisa? So I don't hear that so much, because at the end of the day, what does Hashem want you to do for sure is to listen to the Rabbanan. That is no shaila. So what does he mean? Oh, which fool is going to listen to the Rabbanan?
Well, that's maybe because over here, if you don't listen to the Torah, you get an Issa deraisa. The Torah and Issa deraisa is more chomer than Issa derabbana. So it's not about doing a mitzvah. In our case, by Yibum, it's getting a mitzvah deraisa. It's sort of like you're choosing between a mitzvah deraisa versus an Issa derabbana.
The same thing though. He's talking about, let's say shofar, a
So I
lulav.
understand. Another I'm saying, that's what I'm explaining, that in our case of Yibum, it would make more sense that what you're saying, because if you do the mitzvah, you're becoming a mitzvah sase deraisa of Yibum. If you don't do, if you don't do them, if you do, on the other hand, you're also over an issa drabanan. So it could be that it's worse to be over an issa drabanan than losing a mitzvah. Especially you lose a mitzvah ba'aynes. There's nothing so terrible. But over here, in his case, we're talking about a guy who was poshea. He was talking about by Kriyat Shema.
Right, but he
The
was
guy
also
was
talking.
poshea.
Yeah,
What?
he's also talking by shofar though. He's
Oh, but he
saying,
said this mi pese. I think he said it by.
"My
I think
Kriyashma, but over there it doesn't make any sense at all."
the guy was poshea.
Right.
He could have. He said he went ahead and he missed his man Kriyat Shema. Now, if he doesn't say Kriyat Shema now, he's going to come out that he was over the Issa deraisa of Kriyat Shema. So why does so what would so better go ahead and say the Kriyat Shema now? We get the mitzvah d'oraisa.
No, but the way he's asking it, it sounds like what gezeira is there? The Chachamim did not make a gezeira. You're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema after chatzah, after whatever this man. So I understood his question saying that you know you're going to be kind of the raisa not the rabbanon, which in this case doesn't make any sense because of course you're going to be kind of the mitzvah before this man because then you get a raisa and a rabbanon. But there's no contradiction between the rabbanon and the raisa.
Now by Kriyat Shema you're saying that what would it hurt? It doesn't hurt. If worse comes to worse, you're just you're learning Torah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I hear it. In other words, what would it hurt?
If somebody dafka does it afterwards, he'd be dafka, but amazing, he does it afterwards. He can not coming early.
Why would he do that? He's saying me pesi, meaning he's saying a person is going to prefer to do the daraisa and not the rabbanon. In this case, you either do a daraisa and a rabbanon, or you do only a daraisa. It's not a matter of doing a daraisa or a rabbanon.
Right, I hear. Okay.
The rabbanon said it's usher to do it. The rabbanon said it's usher after chatzais.
Yeah, no. Not.
Is that true? Halacha l'maisa. If somebody misses chatzais, I did not know that. He's not supposed to say Kriyat Shema?
No, he's at the chur. That's where we're standing. He's standing.
No. Or halacha, straight up. If a guy, I don't know, he oversleep, something happens, he misses, or whatever reason.
Yeah, so we're saying that you're not Yaitzi, but there's not, there might not be Yaitzi, but there's nothing wrong with doing it. What if I miss my Kriyat Shema? So if I say it after this month, so I learned Torah. There's no Easter. That's what Sandy's timing. Okay, I don't know. All right, I don't know. I hear. Anyway, the Maisa, but what comes out in his piece, a very interesting piece, is he claims at the end
of the Kriyat Shema with the bracha.
What? Even though he said it's like
Kriyat Shema with the bracha.
What?
Does he mean Kriyat Shema with the brachas? Then there could be a problem.
I don't know. Maybe.
The time reading Kriyat Shema is like learning. But if you say Kriyat Shema with the brachas, then it's the inyan of Kriyat Shema. Then you're adding the brachas. That could be a problem.
That's not for the
brachas deraisa.
The no, then the brachas are not midiraisa. So he's talking about the din deraisa. I don't know.
If the halacha was that you couldn't, then losis shemeshav is deraisa.
Yeah, but then no Indians say brachas midiraisa. He ends up at the end of the piece. He comes out that it's pretty, he's not that for sure that you're not Yaitzi. Then he quotes a Rekiva Eger that says that you are Yaitzi. Or argues with Magen Avraham.
Rosh Hashanah.
And then he basically says it's a Machlokes Rishayim. That's what, if you look on the last page Shazayim, he says, and I couldn't find it yesterday. He tells you the Ramaski of it says that you're not Yaitzi the mitzvah deraisa. And the Ran, he says, Msochim, seems to say you are Yaitzi. Oh, so, in other words, I don't know what his you know, he tied it as a Svara, but now, you know, so it's a Machlekes Rishayim. So the Chayra will be the same Achleikas over here, I would think. Rabbanan went ahead and said that you're not allowed to do Yibam. Zera be Rishayna to be by Chai Velavim. He's talking by Shofar on Shabbos. Rabbanan made a takana that you're not supposed to blow Shofar on Shabbos. And you went ahead because you're Zera, you might come to carry. So Zixera, you might come to do an Aveira. You went ahead and didn't listen to Rabbanan, and you went ahead and blew Shofar on Shabbos. So he said it's a Machlokes Rishayim if you're Yaitzi the Mitzvah. So we said that Rabbanan like redefined the Mitzvah. They took away the Mitzvah of Shofar in this case. So the Chayra, the same Machlokes would be by an Chai V'Lavim. Chai V'Lavim. Midrabana, they came along and they said that we don't do essay daichalosa say because Gzeira Birishina up to Biashnia. Zeira Birishina up to Biashnia. So the Chaira, there will be a shaita. If you hold there, be a shaita, there'll be a shnia. So are you yaitz in a mitzvah?
Maybe the Eishesach comes back by the Biyashniya, just like by Chayvin Lavin Masay.
Not Biyashniya.
I understand, but by the
Biyashniya, Rishayna, Shniya, the Eishesach does not come back. That we did that in the Parashat Drachim.
I am asking on the Parashat Drachim. How do we know it doesn't come back? Because just like by Chayvin Lavin Masay, it's a Chayvin Lavin Masay, right? And we say over the there's no mitzvah, there's no asay, there's just a lav, just a lav.
The Parashat Drachim is assuming that you were mekayim the mitzvah, right? The Parashat Drachim himself, you can't ask him. The Parashat Drachim said that if you would do it, you were yimyaitzi the mitzvah, right? As he said beferish.
Okay.
So for sure, there's no Eish Yisach. We just said yesterday that according to this, we didn't have the bekiyas in the Mar Mekayimis. But according to this machlekes rishayim, that is this machlekes rishayim, if there is a, if the mitzvah goes off, so the chayre, there should be the same machlekes rishayim by zera be rishayim to be a shnia. Right, the chayre that would be, which is very interesting. Because maybe that what you're saying, Shmuel, is not so bad. In other words, because the Gemara, okay, I don't want to go through the whole Gemara. The Gemara takes on that Bechai Ve'lavim, it's in Balu Kanu, right? Bechai Ve'lavim Vasei, I think that's beferish in the Gemara, that Bechai Ve'lavim, it's in Balu Kanu. Bechai ve'lavim asay, it's in bala lo kanu. Right, that's beferish in the Gemara. So now, according to these rishayim,
the tekash on those rishayim. That how does it work?
If you say like rishayim, that would say that, assuming that we are right, that just like these rishayim argue by shayfer, they would argue by yibum. So they would say that once the rabbanan came along and made a takana. That Chai Ve'lavim, Zera B'Rishayna to B'Yishniya, so they took away the mitzvah, so they made it like Chai Ve'lavim Vasei, so to speak. So the Chaira, it's Shver, why should it be in Bar Lo Kana? Right, that's an, I don't know the answer to that question offhand. I know there's assuming others, the project is not fair. The project drachim. The project drachim is definitely going on the with this. She says clearly that the din is in Balo Kotn the Yimikayim the mitzvah, and he says that the feirish.
By a lav, did I say?
No, by a lav,
a regular lav. Yeah, it's
by if you were miyabim a chai ve lavim. The Parashat Drachim says again. If you look at the Parashat Drachim, the bottom paragraph, the last line of the last four lines of the first paragraph, first column, v'da the chol yivama she yaserve liva bit v'lav the kaim elam she choletsa esvadamis yavemis. Im avar abola pshita the avar and rabbanim. So we didn't die ruya he the yibam. We should also say the dachin also say. And rabbanim the gather be rishana to be a shnia. He's a kaitzan. Motzia begat the nifter at sarasa. So she popped his sara.
Of the rishanim, he was unaware of the machlekes.
One second, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just reading what he says. The imchazer abola pshita pshita the ain gan chiyat kares. I've got the history. So he says the Parshas Drachim says that by a lav, if you were miyabe, so you're only an over in Issa Draban. You're definitely not over in Issa Eishesach, and it even patters its Sarah. And the Gemara says in Bar Lo Kano, Pater Zitzara. Bar O'Connor. So Chayra, okay, so I don't really know the answer to that. So he quotes it, he says it's the Rambam that says that. So on that, unless we're making a mistake, that the two cases are not similar. So I was under the impression that this Gzeira of Gzeira Birishina up to Birishnia should be similar to the Gzeira that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
Shabbos.
What?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, right. Shoshana Shabbos. So assuming that they're the same, so just like according to many Rishayim, Taisa says, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. So here also we should say, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So why is it that it's in Baal HaKano, that's beferish in the Gemara, and why is it that the Rambam Paskin, that you're pater the tzara?
Could there be Kanu without a mitzvah and Baal HaKano and all that?
I don't know. They definitely went pater the tzara. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that would be the pashtus. Okay, I don't know. Let me think for a minute.
In what world would he be Konev but not pashtus the tzara?
I know. He says he does pashtus the tzara. We don't have to worry about it. He says we are pashtus the tzara. But the question we don't understand is if there's no mitzvah, you wouldn't pashtus the tzara. You wouldn't be in Baal HaKana. There must be that there's a mitzvah. According to these Rishayim that he's quoting, there shouldn't be a mitzvah.
Who's quoting? Where do we see that quote? That there must be a mitzvah.
The Halichas Yehuda. I sent the Halichas Yehuda.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. So okay.
On paragraph at the end of the piece, on the last page, he brings on top of page test Zion starts at the bottom of page test Vav.
Yes.
Rabbanan say you shouldn't do a mitzvah deraisa because of gzeira, like by shofar and lulav and Shabbos. Because gzeira, you'll come to do an iser. If ikur is a deraisa mikol mikol, so do we do where the ikur the deraisa the afim yasa deraisa lo kiyam shem mitzvah. So do we say they were oiker the deraisa or not? So he says, "Pligi b'zeh rishonim." Tosfos holds that if Rabbanan pasul was a mitzvah, gami deraisa la yasa. The Ran says, "You are yasi."
Rabbi, I've been saying lulav and stuff in over here, but I would say that they're not all created equal. By lulav, by Rosh Hashanah, by over there, there's a gezeira because they're going to come to something. So Rabbanu Gufa pasul the mitzvah. Over here, they never said there's no chalitza. They never said there's no oil yibam. They said don't do the ma'isabia. They didn't oiker the mitzvah yibam at all. Over here, they dafka didn't because they keep the zika. We have chalitza. We have all bol kanu. We have every ingredient is there. They just don't want the ma'isabia to happen over there. But maybe it's more done with the Kriyishma. In other words, it's not a din where because of that gezeira, I say there is no mitzvah over here. But even we're saying there's a mice, there's a chilik of that mitzvah which we don't want you to do because of that gezeira. Not oikering zika. I'm not.
I couldn't say
what
you there's no one way to say it. There's no zika yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum. There's just chalitza. So why can
I just want to say it's a whole different thing because of yevimta. You have to know yevimta. You have to know tefisa kedushin. It's a whole different how that works. Of a track of chalitza. Over here, the Rabbanu never came along to say that there's no zika. There's a mitzvah chalitza going on over here. It's not the same. Now you're learning that from yevimta.
You could just say that because they didn't answer, they answered the is, they don't want you to do it, but there's still zika, there's still something there. I mean, you could minimize it and just say that.
Yeah, but he was asking the Chayyim Rabbanan made it like Chayyim Lahav and Vasei. Rabbanan said that we only want chalitza, we don't want yibum.
Yeah,
of when we only want chalitza, we don't want yibum, and that's chayv el avev asay. That Rabbanan gave it that get. I mean, his whole shot is Rabbanan redefine the mitzvah. So they said this is a case where we don't want yibum, we only want chalitza. So
Rebbe, I think Shmuel has a point. We can make a split between the mitzvah of yibum and the kinyan. What Chacham did says there's no mitzvah, but there could be a kinyan.
I don't know. We've been learning. I hear the Tosis Shishita. You know, it could be. We wanted to say that might be a machlekes rishayim, but Tosis Shishita is very clear that the mitzvah and the kinyan overlap. Tosis and Daf Beis. Tosis quoted on Daf Beis. He quoted a Gemara that in Sochem, that by Nida, if you bow, it's then is that it says that in bow, you get a mitzvah. And Tosis says that means that you're kinda, right?
I was just saying the chelik of that mitzvah. I wasn't saying that the entire mitzvah zibam. There's many pratim in the mitzvah zibam. I don't know.
I'm saying that.
That's one way, Rebbe. That's if you do the mitzvah, you're going to get the kinyan. I'm saying the other way. You can have a kinyan without the mitzvah.
I'm saying, okay.
I think there's other types that we had. I just don't remember. You can't have the kinyan. Tavis on Daf brought a raya against the riba from the fact that you're kind of right by BS. You know, that was his raya. That, you know, that's how we Google wanted to answer the riba. The Tavis asikash and riba that it says that your nickname is a biyah shlokadarka va'ara. According to you, riba, it's a biyah shane roy like come in shame. So some people wanted to answer. We've all held that you're kind of, but you just don't get a mitzvah. But
right,
it apparently doesn't hold to that. So it just held simple reading in Titus, but a few places. But that would be one of them. Chafam and Aleph, Titus Yavo Essay.
Yes, I know that Titus.
Titus brings a raya that there's a mitzvah from the fact that there's a kinyan. I know it doesn't seem. Titus seems to be a few places.
No, but he does say that the Xera was on the Bia. Xera Bia Rishayna to Bia Shnia.
Right,
so that's what Xera is on the Bia. Bia only. That's what Shmuel's trying to say.
Right, exactly.
I don't hear. Well, so what? That's the mitzvah. They took away the mitzvah.
No, they're just saying that they're stopping the mitzvah. They're stopping that mitzvah, but every other mitzvah is still a mitzvah zibim going on here. When it does chalitza, it's on a mitzvah zibim. The chacham not saying I need you vimto to be marba chalitza to be marba zika. The zika is everything. The chacham said because of maybe there's going to be a biyishnia, please don't do that mitzvah yibum. It doesn't mean that oiker by Rosh Hashanah over there, there might be oiker the mitzvah itself because there's nothing else. If you can't blow shofar, you can't. There's nothing else going on here. There's no overall zikas blowing shofar. There's a zika, there's a mitzvah, there's an HSH, there's a HSH, makam mitzvah, there's everything going on here. That mitzvah, we're asking to stop that mitzvah because of another chelik in that mitzvah. The chacham can maybe do that, carve that out.
It's a friendly warning. What is it?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let me think about it. I have to admit I don't hear it so well. But doesn't mean you're not right. I just don't hear it so well.
That's also the lav is on the bia. That's the lav is on the bia.
By shofar, the lav is on the carry. I'm taking it. I'm blowing it. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to blow, and the mitzvah is to do the bia. I don't really hear. Okay, I don't know. Let's leave it shver and go. But we're onto the parashas drachim. So right now we don't know the answer to that. That the leave it shver. That but maybe okay. Shmuel says it's different. We'll take Shmuel's structure, but I don't know the svar. I'm not sure yet. You know, there's a question is that we have a machlekes rishayim by lulav and shofar when the rabbanim are misaking that there's no you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Where they made it that you're not yaisin a mitzvah. So the question is, would that be the same by Xera Birishina to be a shnia? So I thought that it would be the same, And then I don't understand, why does the Rambam paskin that you pop to the tzara, and the Gemara says in Bar Kana, and Shmuel says it's not the same. Okay. Okay. But let's go back to the Parshas Drachim. So again, where are we up to in the Parshas Drachim? I don't remember.
We read both Sodom.
What?
We read both
Sodom. Okay. We really should read it over again, but let's keep on reading a little further. So we had the suffix by Chai Ve'lam Ve'aseh, whether or not there's chalitza, whether or not there's an Isser Eish Esach. What would the you know we read it very quickly yesterday. The tif guide in this parashas Drachim, where is to on this is the way, the reasoning that he gives why he thinks that there should be an why he thinks the two stodim. You know, there is the way the world says over the parashas Drachim is simply whether can an Isser Eish Esach coexist with a Chiyuv Chalitza. But he doesn't seem like he's saying it that way. He seems to be saying it some kind of din in Hilchos Drasha, that since without the Pasuk of Yevimto, I would have thought that there's no Chalitza. And then there would be an Isser Eish Esach. So now that the Torah was marred by Chalitza, so the Torah was only marred by Chalitza, but by the Isser, the Torah wasn't marred by. That was his svara, way he said it.
By the Isser, it wasn't marred by. Was that
what?
What does that mean?
He's saying that if we wouldn't have Yevimto, I would thought that Chai Ve'lav and Asay are potter from Yibum and Chalitza. If they're potter from Yibum and Chalitza, they also have an Isser Eish Esach. Now comes along Yevimto and tells me that it has chalitza. So we only change what we have to change, but we don't change more than we have to change. That's what he, those are his words. The min ha-din afilu chalitza la'avid tzarech. Dino, you don't need chalitza.
And this is pshat in Rav Gidla Marav.
What?
This
right.
Is Pshat in Rav Gidla
Marav's
teretz there.
And a ribos arkosav mixiv yevimto ashayra.
Where are you reading? Where are you reading?
What?
Where are you reading?
I'm reading on the second column.
Yeah.
First paragraph around about two-thirds way to down of the first column. He says,
what's the lashon daham min adin?
I mean, chalitza riba.
Here, let's read it inside again. Okay, then. Ahmadin is tapkaleh.
Yes.
See where it says Ahmadin is tapkaleh around 8 lines down.
I see.
Ahmadin is tapkaleh. Who became Godot Shavlo Amonamin and his suin. The Minatoira ain't a miyabim to us, yes, if it's okay, I'll say, but say. Minatoira, you can't do Yibum. If over a bottom, Chayv Karis. Kivin Mintoira ain't either Yibum. Now, what does it mean? Keeping them in the Torah and not the Yom. That's the Avidei Eishadok Shabakol Mitzvah. Why? To a min adin apin lachalitza l'avit sarach. Since min adin, if we didn't have Yevimto, you wouldn't need
chalitza. Why is that called min adin? Why is that called min adin?
I just think of the words. If you didn't have Yevimto, we would think chalitza l'avit sarach. And at the Rebo Sarkosa, I mean, except Yevimto, Ashaira. So I happen to agree. It sounds like very, very strange logic, because the reason why we would have thought there's no chalitza, because we thought there's a din of kol sheino the yibam eino the chalitza. Comes along the Torah and tells us we made a mistake.
Sounds a little like the Rajba that we did, that sort of, it's not, we have no understanding of Chalitza, the Rajba we did a few days ago. Like, we don't really understand Chalitza. You really don't need it. You just have it. You know, like, is it like something of those lines?
I don't know. In other words, the point is, it's not like, it's like it's worse, because the only reason why did we assume that there's an Isser Eish Esach? We assume there's an Eish Esach because there's no Chalitza. So now when the Torah tells us that the Maisa there is Chalitza, so why do we automatically say, well, The Torah only told us one chiddush that there's chalitza, but the iser the isuri kaima. It's like very strange. The only reason why we assume there's an iser is because there's a there's no chalitza. So now you tell me that there is chalitza. You say, but the iser remains. Okay, that's the svara. Some kind of svara and then the other side is that it sounds like it's a drasha dikat side that what right. since before the pasuk of Yevimto, we would have thought that there's an iser eshesach, and Yevimto only tells us that there's chalitza. So we're obligated to change as little as possible. So it sounds like some kind of drasha. And then the other side is that it's mukhrach that kima the riba tzelakos lechalitza pukim eno isra reshesach. Okay. All right.
Isn't this an anomaly? Because it's eina oilibim but oil lechalitza. Yeah. In other words, we normally have ena oliibum, right? So we would say, okay, so if somebody is oliibum, chayvi lav and still gets chalitza, oliibum, oli chalitza, we never have ena oliibum because that's his first hanacha he made was that it's a, somehow it's a double pasha. Okay, we can argue, I don't know why, but that chayvi lav says ena oliibum.
Aim
say
deichen,
they'll
say
vasei,
so it's not oliibum.
I'm saying, but it's not like a chayvi krisis that just popped the legamri. It's not doicha, whatever that is. I'm saying, but
without Yevimto, I would have said that there's no yibum or chalitza.
Why would I say there's no chalitza? Because of the concept of ena elamel chalitza.
That's what I would have said without Yevimto. That's what you see from the Gemara.
I'm saying because of that drasha or like that ches we had, the ena elamel chalitza, maybe patas legamri, she's obviously mufka from the whole thing.
Because it's a svara that there's no yibum, there's no purpose of chalitza. Okay, I want to go a bit further
Rebbe's comfortable.
Let's try and read. Let me just try and read. We did this, so that was his kakira. Let's try and read further. Odani mistapik. Another suffix. So the first suffix is, I have to go over the two stadim clearly, but he has a suffix. Chayve lame ba'asei. If you have yibum with her, are you over in Isra Eshesach? But Odani mistapik. Another suffix. The Mashi goes of a Rambam Resh Perik Tes Vilchus Bias Mig Migdash. Okay, if here Bnei Aaron did open us Aaron, if all group Bnei Aaron Big Tirul Im Yiyev Chayav and Misa Gizar Shishimish. Whereas now that we have a pasuk that Bnei Aaron aren't supposed to do the Avoda, are they Chayav Kareis? Well, then with the Nekabu and a Lav Abam Mekala Essay. Okay, so this is already a whole different thing. We don't have to do this. But let's keep to get back to Yibam again.
I don't think so, but we did skip the last few lines of the previous paragraph. We didn't do.
There was something that I didn't.
That's
what I'm looking for. Okay, thank you. Vida. Okay, so back in the first paragraph. Okay. If you're going to say there's no Eshesach, Efsher, this is what I wanted to read. Efsher, to know you look at Mishum Lav, the Almana. If you say there's no Eshesach, so now we have to start to say that you're not like it for the Almana. Why? Chere Essay, Kvardok Halat. The Enkakim Essay, the Besuda Yikah. Essay in a like, right? In other words, he says like this: you have a lav essay, you have a lav essay, and a lav essay, an essay can't be deich a lav essay. But the essay could be doicha the lav. So you have a mitzvah yibum, which is an essay. Again, it's a lav essay. So even though we come out that you can't be doicha the lav essay, but you can be doicha the lav. So therefore, if you bought a, you're mekayim, you're not over the lav because the lav was nitka by the essay.
That's only if you did the mitzvah yibum.
That's only if you did the mitzvah yibum. Yes. Yeah? So therefore, so obviously he's inclined to say that you fulfill the mitzvah yibum.
He's taking sides in the chakira that Rabbi had yesterday.
But this is very, very strange. No, because if you fulfill the mitzvah yibum, so why did he think that? Why? What's his sound to say that there's an eishes up? But I don't. This, in other words,
he's only going to get the
side. Let me put down a question, and then why? You can see. We have a shaida. When you have a lav essay not to do yibum, does that take off your mitzvah or not? So the chayra, there's a stira in the parashat drachim, because in the beginning of the parashat drachim, he says that logically there should be an iser eishesach. Why should there be an iser eishesach? Well, you got a mitzvah yibum. So the chayra, he holds that since it's a lav asay, the lav asay takes off the mitzvah yibum. Otherwise, why in the world should there be an iser eishesach? Even if there, without even if there is no chalitza, if you have a lav asay, let's say the Torah never gave a din chalitza, you can't do yibum because of a lav asay. So good, but why? But if you borrow your yaisin in a mitzvah, so why should be over in iser eishesach? There's still a mitzvah yibum, and you can't do it because there's a blockage. But if you do it, there's a mitzvah yibum. We know eishesach. So the chayra. From the whole beginning of the Parashat Drachim, the fact that he's assuming that there should be an Isser Eish Esoch, and the only reason why he has a tzad to say there's no Eish Esoch is because the fact that the Torah wrote Xeris HaKosil, there's Chalitza, is some kind of an indication that there's no Isser Eish Esoch. Parashat, because you can't have Eish Esoch and Chalitza at the same time. So, but that would seem to indicate that he holds that once it's a lav asay, there's no mitzvah yibum. And here, he's coming along and he's saying that there is a mitzvah yibum, or raya, that the essay is doicha the lo asay, and you're not going to get malchus on the lav.
Last night, didn't we say two different stadim in his second approach? Rabbi Glatz, and then Rabbi's.
Yeah, but I don't think it makes any difference. It's sad to say that there's no, that was too stardom, and I think on why Chalitza makes a difference, no?
Right.
So if
Chalitza is a siman or a siba, still...
Before he got to that step, right. He assumed there's a davar pashat, that once it's, if ein essay derech halosei v'asei, let's say there was no chalitza. Let's say you didn't have yivimto. Let's say we wouldn't have had yivimto. So then it's pretty clear from the parashas drachim that he would hold that chai ve'lava v'asei if you have an iser eishesach. Right? That's the fashion of the parashas drachim. If Torah never wrote yivimto, we would say for sure chai ve'lava v'asei don't have an iser eishesach. Why do they have an iser eishesach? And if you do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah.
No, there would be an iser eishesach and there would be an iser kares. That is flip side.
If there's a mitzvah, there's no eishesach.
No, there would be no mitzvah. But what's his flip side?
It's circular.
He has a chakira. And he is clearly speaking now in the second side of the chakira.
Yeah.
So what is the second side of the chakira saying? Gabi, whether there is a mitzvah yibum or not.
The second side of the chakira is saying that what? That, I mean, the second side of the chakira is saying...
Chalitza revives the dika.
You're saying that the second side of the chakira is that if you say there's no chiyav kares, so So that's a simen. That's
because... if there's chalitza, we said if there's chalitza, it's some kind of a siman or a siba that there is also a mitzvah yibum, and therefore there is no eish asach, and therefore there's no chiyuv koris. And now he's clearly saying the im timtzi loyma the enoy chayav koris. That means I'm speaking now on the tzad, on the second tzad, not the first part.
Okay, again, that the chayav koris.
What does that mean? That is committing himself to the second tzad.
Right, I understand. So you're saying, so then Esher, because you didn't essay. So you're saying, that, in other words, you're saying, according to Rabbi Glad, it's good. In other words, beforehand he said, let me just put down this problem. Beforehand he took on as a davar pashut, that if ain't essay, doicha losa se vasay, without Yevimto, we would assume there's no mitzvah yibum and there's an isra'ish yisah. So that means that he was assuming if the Torah tells you I don't want you to do something, there's no mitzvah. Because otherwise, why is there an ish yisah? Now he's saying that on this side, there's like a mitzvah. So you're saying, so it's a stira. So you're saying it's gufa because it's going on the second side. The second side is saying that the ish yisah goes off. So the reason why the HSR goes off is because Yevimtal tells us there's a mitzvah yibum. So that's pshat in his vidah. That's what you want to say.
That's why I'm saying that he is taking sides in the chakira that we had yesterday and what the second side of the Pasha's Drachim is.
And then on the first side, it's Pasha, he wouldn't get Malkus.
Why? No. According to what?
First side, I wouldn't get Malkus. It's Einus Achal Lisser. There's no way you can't get a second Isser.
We're not talking about Einus. I mean,
there's no. You can't get a lav. He's a kareis. You can't get a lav on top of a kareis.
I don't know.
Possibly you wouldn't have. It's only over here. Once there's no Einus Achal kareis. Now I can have the assay being doichad a lav.
No, he's talking.
Don't bring an Einus Achal Lisser, please. That doesn't mean that there's no lav. That's just a din and bezdin. It doesn't mean that there's definitely an isser achal isser. It doesn't mean the isser is not there. It's just a din that whether bezdin punish you, but that's not what he's saying. In dim zilaymar then a chayiv kares. But care if it would be chayiv kares, then he's saying you would be malchus.
He doesn't say that.
Imtim Salamar the Eno Chayiv Karis, Esher Shlo Yilaka. Mahashma Imtim Salamar the Chayiv Karis, and you would be Yilaka.
It's not a Geya.
Okay, it means in Lumdas.
There's no Kimlai between Karis and Malkus.
Malkus is Manazet anyway. It's in Lumdas, Yerchayiv Malkus. And this Yerchayiv Isser also means in Lumdas, Yerchayiv Malkus. It's just a technicality. Anyway. So he's saying, here he's saying there's an essay. The essay is there for the lav. So he's saying, all right, so what you're saying, he's saying that this proves that Gedalia was right yesterday. All right, that's what we're trying saying here. Okay, maybe. See, your people, I'm just not sure I'm agreeing, but I don't have an answer. But maybe.
Why is it a problem if you say Siba?
Why is it a problem? Superficially, there's a stira in the Parsha Drachim. That in the immediate piece before, he took on that before Yevimto, if the Torah said, Ein esei deicha losa sei vasei, there's no mitzvah yibum, then there's an eish yisah. That means that he's assuming that there's no mitzvah. If there'd be a mitzvah, there wouldn't be an eish yisah.
Right.
So his assumption is that once there's an ein esei deicha losa vasei, takes off the mitzvah and puts an eish yisah. Then he had a tzad. Then maybe there's no eish yisah. So if you learn like me, let's say, you say, I said there's sad, and why there's no eish yisah is because you can't have an eish yisah with chalitza, because chalitza is a form of tefisas kedushin, because you have to have a zika, and you can't have a zika of chalitza when there's an eish yisah. So it's a simen. The fact that you have chalitza is a simon that there must be some that there's no Eish Yisroch. Because if there'd be an Eish Yisroch, how could there be chalitza? So according to me, it should come out. Okay, there's a riot. There's no Eish Yisroch over the Maisa. There's still no mitzvah yibum. But I would say, Sam, even according to me, it works out because Gufa, if it's a simon that there's no Eish Yisroch, what's Gufa the Hesber? Why there's no Eish Yisroch? You know, there's a simon that there's no Eish Yisroch. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's not true. I was going to say the reason why there's no Eish Yisroch is because there must be a mitzvah yibum, but maybe not. There's no Eish Yisroch because he wanted a mitzvah chalitza. Okay, that's true. It's not right. Okay, so according to me, just because we have a simon, there's no Eish Yisroch, but there's still no mitzvah yibum. So why should he say, I say, Dei Chalosa say? So the Chayra, my svar is shlugged up. That's what he's saying. Right? That's what he's saying. As I said, that the reason why that the tzad that there's chalitza takes off the Eish Yisroch is because of the Ramban. Because you can't have a zika for chalitza when there's an Eish Yisroch. But then he should still stick with his basic premise that when ein esei dei chalos about say, there's no mitzvah. And therefore there should be an Eish Yisroch. Therefore there's no kiyum mitzvah. There shouldn't be a kiyum mitzvah. Granted there's no Eish Yisroch, but there shouldn't be a kiyum mitzvah. And he says here that there's a kiyum mitzvah. So he's saying that if you learn the other side in the Parshas Drachim, that his chakira was that the Torah says there's chalitza, it's a simon that there's yibum, so then it's very good that there's no Eish Yisroch, that there's a kiyum mitzvah because there's a simon, there's a mitzvah yibum. Right? That's what we're saying.
Okay. I mean, is he saying there's a kiyum?
What?
If he's saying there's a kiyum, then it's a funny way of saying there's no malchus. If it's a kiyum, of course there's no malchus. Could it be that he's saying there is no kiyum and somehow there's no malchus?
No, because the malchus is not coming. The malchus is coming for the lav. The malchus is coming for the lav of almana, of not marrying an almana. So the chiddush is even that, even if there's a kiyum mitzvah, it's a tremendous chiddush that the essay can be deicher than also say. It's a question of whether you say divide and conquer or not. In other words, you have an essay. In other words, we're debating, and what we're arguing about in this whole shir is there an essay or not? Because I thought logically there shouldn't be an essay. But the Maisa, he's taking for granted there is an essay. But even if you take for granted there's an essay, that pashas should still be malchus, because the essay can't be deicher the losa say, because the losa say is supported ain essay deicher losa vasay. So what the parshas drachim is clearing a very very fascinating chakira. If a losa and a say join forces, and they stop an essay from being deicher, so do they like merge into one? And now the essay can't be doicha anything. Or the essay is doicha the losa say, it just can't be doicha the other essay. Right? That's
pashtun. That has nothing to do with our sugya.
No, I understand. That's a Parshas Drachim shayla.
But that doesn't mean necessarily that he gets
it. Interesting shayla. Right? In other words, it's we say, Parshas, I would have thought that they become a team. The Losa say and the essay work together as a team, and now you can't be Deicha anything. You can't be Deicha this team. We're a teamwork. Can't be Deicha.
Even if he is Docha the Lav, it doesn't mean necessarily that the guy gets the mitzvah. No, is a Shaykh, he just means that Lamaisa
Deicha the Lav if you're not getting the mitzvah.
No,
the Lav is the key.
Right. Right, but since
it's the kach mitzvah.
You have to end up with getting a mitzvah at the end of the day to be deich alav. You can't be, in order to be essay deich alos, say, you have to end up that you got an essay at the end of the day. If at the end of the day you don't get an essay,
how do you get an essay if Hashem said not to do it?
That's what he said. That's that. No. That is the one of the many fidushim of this parsha's drachim, that even though Hashem says not to do it, but he's only out not doing it out of the essay, but mitzad the losa say you should do it. So the essay can be deicha the losa say.
The bishni will be mutter.
Hashem said not to do it. It doesn't mean that the essay is not here, and the essay is deicha the losa say.
Bishni will be mutter.
No,
there's an essay and a
losa say
there.
The losa say was pushed.
You don't have an essay anymore.
No essay, and therefore bishni is also both for the losa say and the essay. Even by Chayve Lavim alone, Bishni is Osir. So surely Lav Asay Bishni is Osir.
Yeah, but over here was the. Oh, yeah.
Don't we say an essay is not another essay, even without the Lav?
Yes, that's right.
So why would we have to say that it's a team?
I understand, but the Chayve, it is a team. I mean, they're joining together. First of all, it's not so, it's not Pasha that essay can't be Deicha and essay. It's a machlaikas achroinim, whether it's not Deicha or it's just Shevi al Tassin, it's a standoff. You can do whatever you want, some people say. But even if you say Pasha, it can't be Deicha. And therefore we say Shevi al Tassin. But Lemaisa, now that you're there, Pasha Shai, we would work together. That would be the Pasha. That now we look at the totality and you say Hashem doesn't want you to do this. So there's no essay. We don't want you to do it anymore. See, we don't want you to do this mitzvah. Since they're not supposed to be daicha. The ma'isa, if I called up the halacha, they say, should I go ahead and give yibo? We would say, no, don't do yibo. See, how can you say essay daicha losa say? You're not. It's very strange.
Isn't it particularly strange to say that the Lamaisa in Bo Kano?
But he says he.
If we're saying Gufa that there is a Yavimto in order to include Yibum, in the case of Yibum, there's no Chalitza when there is no Yibum, but to say if you did the Yibum, it's going to end up working, then what is that?
Wait, you're asking a good question, but can I paraphrase your question a little differently? You know, the Parshas Drachim has it sad to say that the essay is Zeicher the Los essay. That means by definition, you have to say that you're Mekayim the essay. So why does the Gemara say that about a lo kanu? Right. In other words, he's talking about Chayv Elav Asay.
Right. So the Gemara says clearly.
I think the Gemara says the Farish that by Chayv Elav Asay the din is in Bado Lo Kano. I think so. Right. So according to him, I think the Gemara says that, no? According to him, you're Mekayim the essay. This is getting too hard. The Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say, Chayve Lavim Asay, Makano.
So it's Lokano, but it's enough to serve as an Asay to stop the Los Asays, but somehow what he's saying.
Sound like it makes no sense here, no?
Lashon is not Lashon, it's Kanu. His Lashon is just Shaloyi Loke.
But if you're Mekayim the essay, you're Mekayim the essay, and there's no Los essay. You're Mekayim the essay, and there's no Kares. You're Mekayim the essay, and there's no Kares. So why should it be a Bada Lo Kano?
Does Rabbi have a raya that it can't be the kayach of the mitzvah or whatever Hill was saying that?
The essay Deicha Lo Sasei is in the simple pshat. You have to be a Pasha to Yid. The Pasha pshat in essay Deicha Lo Sasei is the reason why essay is Deicha Lo Sasei is because we want the essay. We want, because getting an essay is such an amazing thing. But if at the end of the day you don't get the essay, then why in the world should you be Deicha Lo Sasei? I never heard of such a funny thing because the koyach of an essay. I don't know what that means. Then I don't know. Doesn't sound, don't sound kosher. So let me try and summarize where we're holding because I'm getting a little confused. So there's two problems that we're not 100% clear on. And he says at the end of the piece that according to the Imtim Selaymer, there's no kares. It could be you don't get Malkus because the essay of Yibum is Zaycha the Los Essay, which means that it doesn't work as a teamwork. The essay and the lose don't join forces, so to speak, and therefore the essay can be deicha the lose essay. So we had two questions. One question is that why he's assuming that it means that he holds that there's an essay. He holds there's an essay, that even though the Torah doesn't want you to do it, it's still an essay. So the question is that there's an essay. So the second question we're asking now is, so why should it be in Bada Lo Kanu? Why should it be in Bada Lo Kanu? There's an essay. There's an essay. It should be in Bada Lo Kanu.
His Lashon Dehari Asay Kvar Dafka.
And then the second question we had, which maybe Sandy answered, is that, if there's an essay, so why in the beginning of the piece did he assume that the Pasha is that the Eish Yisach comes back, that there's an Isser Eish Yisach? In other words, there's an essay. Why should the Eish Yisach there be an Eish Yisach? So Sandy wants the answer that this is only because of the Yevimto. That Yevimto, Pa'en Achinami, without Yevimto, we would have said there is no essay. But Yevimto was being mechanic as it's an essay. Okay, I'm not sure.
Where did Rabbi read in Bo Lo Kanu?
What?
Where did Rabbi read in Bo Lo Kanu?
I can't hear two people.
Where did Rabbi read in Bo Lo Kanu?
What?
Where did Rabbi read in Bo Lo Kanu?
It's the Gemara says in Bo Lo Kanu.
I'm just asking that Gemara.
Yeah, you have to look through the Gemara. The Gemara said, ask the Kash. Gemara says it's pretty befairish. I just looked at the Gemara. That if it's a lav essay in Bada Lo Kanu, the Gemara asked the Kash, Edawa Rabba Amana Mina Ersin Nami Essay Vidosa Sehu. So that was we're trying to learn. Therefore, that explains why it's in Bada Lo Kanu.
Say Kvar Dacha. If you look at the third line, as he's explaining his svara, he says "Dehare asay kvar dacha halav." He sounds like before this bia happened, already in the background of what's going on the chess table, there's already an asay and a lav and asay on the other, and the asay already did the work. Does not sound like he's saying right now when you're doing it. Sounds like much more like what we were saying. Diarrhea, I say, kvar docha halav.
Who said that?
I don't agree. He means that if you separate the lav from the essay.
What does kvar docha mean?
It means because you're looking at the essay, at the los essay without the essay.
That's kvar? Why is that kvar?
Kvar, because you look at it separate. So it's like before the essay, in a certain sense, we look at it. Before the essay comes in, the losas, the essay, before the other essay comes in, the essay
is so just dividing and conquering.
That's how he's saying it. He's saying that we divide and conquer. So
that's not before.
The essay of Yibum comes in before the essay of the Suda and is Kvardeche, the losas say of Almana.
I think the Lushan is much more glad. I'm not saying it makes sense, but...
Okay, but I think this is glad too.
Rabbi, according to the logic, similar to what Svi is saying, is it not outside the realm of possibility to say that the essay of the Yibum comes along and it knocks out that Los Asay, but because there's an essay of Basula, that Maisa means that it doesn't work. Bo Lo Kanu.
So I'm saying that I don't believe. You guys are going to tell me, you people are Mechaj radical Chidushim here. But I do not believe that anyone says that essay deichalosa say in a situation where you're not mekayim the mitzvah. I just don't believe that there's such a thing. In order to be essay deichalosa, I'm saying you have to be I'm like a partial person. A partial person. The reason why Esei Dechalosei is not a Xeris Akasid. It's a Svara. That because an Esei is such an amazing thing, you know, the Ramban, that Ava is greater than Yira, whatever it is. So Esei is Dechalosei. But if you're not Mekayim the Esei, there's no reason why Esei should be Dechalosei. I'm not. Sometimes I'm a very stubborn person. I don't know. Such a radical shot.
How come Nida is not Balukano?
Because by Nida,
But right now, she's a Nida. Right now, I understand. Now, right now.
But there's still a Zika because it doesn't
take... You have a Felitza.
Because it's I made to go off, so it doesn't affect the Zika. But here, the Itzer never comes off.
Taisa doesn't say a word about going off. Taisa says in Balu, that the Din Nida has... Taisa says...
Afilu Labala.
Okay, I don't know. That by Nida, because there's not a... There's a mitzvah for later. There's definitely a Zika for later. Okay, anyway, so let's think about this. Maybe we'll look around. I'm sure they talk about this Parashas Drachim. I'm sure even in the Beer of Yudim talk about the Parashas Drachim. So I'll look around a little bit. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Thank you.
Every
Chayve Lavin Basay,
right?
This
is
what?
Not special people. This Chakira of Asay. When you're going against the license of Asay, if you do it, this Chakira, is there every case of Ein Asay Dechal Asay Vasay in the Torah, right?
If you could say Asay Dechal Asay?
I'm saying, if he's on this side that you could divide and conquer, I'm saying, there's nothing special about you, right? Stam Shiloh, it's a Klal Shiloh.
Sure. According to Sandy, it might only be special over here. I have to think about this because it's over here. Yevinto might tell us. Without Yevinto, he wouldn't have said that there's a separate the mitzvah. So it might only be over here. No,
it's a mitzvah. We know there's a mitzvah now, but that's any time in Shas, there's a mitzvah against another mitzvah in Alav. But that just...
Yeah, but maybe that's only because of Yevinto. Without Yevinto, we would have said that the mitzvah...
Yevinto just brings it up to a level of Asay. It just brings back the Asay. That's what Yevinto did.
Right. So I'm saying, so in a different case. So
in a different case, where it's the regular case of essay against the lav and essay. So then it's just
right.
Back to square one.
No.
A
regular. Essay knocks out the essay. Okay. I don't know.
Yevinto brings back, makes it a strong essay,
makes it something different. It doesn't get knocked out. Okay. Let me. All right,
The Yevinto is bringing back the Yibam, I say. Yeah. Not the one that's together with the Lav.
I know. That's what we're saying.
So,
yeah. Rebbe, he says he Kavar already had this Chakira before. Is he referring to a different case or is he referring to Yibam? He already had this Chakira, he says.
I don't know where
Kedusha moved. Right, so I'm saying it's not local to Yibam.
Okay, that's true. I'll have to see. That's a good point. Shmuel, sometimes I agree with you. Okay. All right. Shikayach.
Thank you.
Okay.